You walk into the office reception and are greeted by a woman sitting behind the desk. Hello, do you have an appointment? Ah, yes, for Dr. Knowles. Unfortunately, Dr. Knowles won't be in today. She had an urgent situation she had to attend to. Let's see. Oh, Dr. Shibby will be seeing you today. She is excellent at what she does to you. For you. She is very professional, though. Very thorough, and will take good care of you today. You may go into her office now. It's just down the hallway. You give her a smile. She smiles back with eyes full of longing and jealousy. You think nothing of it and turn away. And make your way down the hall. As you walk down this long, vast hallway, you pass many doors. Some are open, making it possible to see other people. You assume doctors and patients sitting inside. Others are closed, showing only the names of the doctors that reside within. Absent for the time being. You find yourself counting the doors as you slowly pass them. 1, 2, 3. The carpet under your feet is soft, giving way to every step you take, cushioning, cradling you, comforting you as you walk. 4, 5, 6. There are also many paintings on the wall. Feel-good paintings, mostly landscapes of beautiful places, flowers, or wildlife. You can almost hear the soft whistling of wind, the droplets of rain on leaves. 7, 8, 9. You notice Dr. Knoll's office on your right. The door closed, it's dark inside. Cold. Empty. You've been her patient for 3 months now and have just started to feel like you were getting to the bottom of your struggles. You quickly turn away from the door and continue down the deep and long hallway. As you keep walking, you feel like the hallway is getting darker. It's becoming more and more difficult to see in front of you, to see the doors and the paintings on the wall. You start to use your hand to guide you when you hear. Down here. Deeper. Deeper down the hallway. I'm here. You continue slowly down. Deeper down the hallway. The light almost completely gone now. You turn your head to look behind you. Thought of going back enters your mind, but it's so difficult to turn around. Your mind feels the draw to continue deeper down the black hallway. It's just so much easier. Going down is so much better than up. Down, 9, 8. You've been walking for so long and you feel so close now. You are just far too tired and it's just too difficult to go back up. You just want to go deeper. It feels better, deeper. Down, deeper. 7, 6. As you continue down the hallway, you notice how you no longer need your hand on the wall to guide you. You simply move into the darkness with such ease. It feels almost like the hallway is slanted downwards, like a long ramp going deeper and deeper. 5, 4. All of a sudden, a small light appears far down the hallway, flickering like a candle flame. swaying back and forth, seducing you to go to it. Just a little further. Go deeper, deeper, down, deeper for me. You continue walking to it, all your attention directed at the light, drawing you in. It is just so easy to go down deeper. Three, you're moving so effortlessly now you don't even have to think about it. All you need to focus on is the light. You feel your thoughts stripping from your mind and the darkness enveloping your surroundings. Two, there are no more doors. The pictures on the wall have long been absent. All that is left is you and the little warm, playful light. One. Try to focus all of your energy on that light. It's hard, your eyes are so tired, but focus all you have on the light. You don't need to think, just follow the light. Your mind is blank and empty. Feel your muscles go limp. Don't worry, you don't need them now, just let them fall loose. Focus on the light, it will draw you in. And now I just want you to breathe. Breathe in deeply. One. Two, three, hold it. One, two, three, and out. One, two, three. Continue to breathe, and with every exhale, you go deeper towards the flickering light. In, one, two, three, hold it. One, two, three, and out. One, two, three. You're almost there now. The light is so much brighter and closer. In, one, two, three, hold it. One, two, three, and out. One, two, three. Very good. Now drop for me. Drop. You notice that the light is a candle sitting on a desk just past an open door. As you enter the room, you notice a beautiful woman sitting behind the desk. Beautiful, dark, curly, long hair. A soft face with big, entrancing eyes and full red lips. You made it, thank goodness. I'm Dr. Shibby. But you can call me... well, you can call me Domina. I understand you have been seeing another doctor until this appointment. You see, I had the receptionist direct you to me today because I saw your file, and based on your condition, I felt that I could help you more than anyone else. Your case is, in fact, my specialty. Now please, I don't like to waste time. Lay down on my couch and we can get started. Good boy. Now, most other therapists want to talk about the patient's anxieties, troubles, and frustrations. It could be from your work life, home life, sex life, or any other areas that have caused you to feel this way. Talking, it's so boring. Action. Actually taking the issue. That frustration in life and doing something about it. That's what I do. I want to take what you are unsure about, what puts you on the edge, and push you over it. To help you. To give you pleasure. Happiness. To make you feel so good. But to do this, you need to completely surrender to me. You need to give up all of your control, all of your power, and do everything I say. So what do you think? Care to give it a try? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. When I demand a response, you will say, "Yes, Domina." I don't mean to be pushy. From now on, just answer my questions. It's all I ask. Okay, let's try again. Do you want to try? Do you give up your will? Do you surrender to me? Good boy. That was easy. Now then, my little subject, remove your clothes and lay back down. I know what you really want. The conflict within you is oh so clear. She stands up from the desk and starts to walk towards you, allowing you to clearly see for the first time her large, firm breasts barely hiding behind a see-through blouse. And nothing else. Your eyes can't help but follow the curves of her body. You trace her small waist, followed by her wide hips, straining against her tight black skirt. Long, firm legs, so smooth and so soft. Slowly making their way towards you. You look up at her and she is smiling at you, knowing the arousing impact her body is having on you. Like what you see. My. Well, it seems your cock likes what you see. It's growing already. She stands beside you and kneels down so that her face is mere inches from yours. You can smell her perfume, indescribable other than to say, lust. She smells like lust itself. You're here because of a sexual frustration. Something you need, or at least something you think you do, but that you just can't get at home. Don't get me wrong, I know you're happy with your partner, but there is something missing. Something she just doesn't understand that you need. But I understand. Now close your eyes. You close your eyes and feel her hands softly touch your chest. They begin to move in slow, circular motions, every once in a while grazing a nipple ever so slightly. It feels so good, warming you, relaxing you. I'm going to snap my fingers, and every time I do, you'll feel a rush of pleasure fill your body. See how good it feels? Would you like me to play with your nipples? She removes her hands from your body, all pleasure leaving you at the same time. Longing for that touch slams into you. You feel empty without it. I told you, you little slut, you will respond to me with, "Yes, Domina." Good boy. You feel her hand back on your chest, circling again in a soft motion. She playfully circles your nipple every once in a while, giving it a tug. Do you like it when I pull on your nipples? Good boy. Tell me you like it when I tug and pinch your nipples. Good boy. It seems that your cock likes this too. He's rock hard. Let's see if I can make him twitch. Oh my, look at you twitching. Twitching to every little snap. She moves her hands down slowly to your groin, making a snaking pattern as she goes, resting her hand just before your cock. You have a very nice cock, and it seems to like me. She circles around your cock, up and down your thighs, over your belly with the softest touch of just one finger. Tell me how badly you want me to touch your cock. You feel such incredible pleasure coursing through you that you can barely respond obediently. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you. What do you want? You do want me to touch your cock? Beg me, say, please, please touch my cock. Good boy, so very obedient. She firmly grabs the base of your cock, squeezing you hard. She slowly moves her hand up to your tips, squeezing out all the pre-cum built up inside. Look at all that pre-cum. It's just leaking out of you. Now, let me ask you, have you ever tasted it before? I see. But you do remember what my therapy is all about, right? We don't just talk, remember? You'll feel so much better if you do it. Now, tell me how much you want to taste your pre-cum. Good boy. Now open wide. She licks up a drop with a finger. And you gently feel her finger touch your tongue. You suck on her finger gently and taste the warm, sticky liquid. Good boy. Not so bad, right? And such a soft mouth for my finger. I bet you liked it, you little slut. Tell me how much of a slut you are. Say, I'm a slut. Say it. Good boy. You feel her hand move back down your chest towards your cock. Your cock is so hard. It is just straining for my touch. I'm so sorry, cock, but That's all the attention you're getting today.
Open your eyes, kneel on the couch, and rest your chest on the backrest. Her hands spread your legs further apart, and you realize how exposed your ass is to her. You hear the sound of a bottle cap opening, and suddenly feel cool, sticky liquid drip on your asshole and down to your balls. But you're lucky. You've been very good so far, and I want to reward you. I'm gonna ask you what you want me to do next, and you can respond however you like. This is therapy, after all, and you can leave whenever you like. But I'm here to help you, to make you feel good, so good. So I'll ask once. What do you want me to do? This session is going very well. You are doing perfect. Now, say it again. Say, Domina, I want you to finger fuck my ass. Good boy. Very, very good boy. You feel her fingers circle around your ass, gently probing your hole, loosening you up. Waves of pleasure rush through you with every circle, every touch. Your heart pumps faster. Your cock twitches as you feel her soft hands start to go in further. You are a slut. Your little asshole squeezing my finger so tight. Can't you just feel yourself clenching around it? Clench. You feel a second finger enter you now, thrusting hard inside of you. Every time her fingers thrust into you, stroking your prostate, filling your tight hole, you hear her snap with her other hand, shooting unbelievable pleasure into you. Do you like that, slut? Do you like it when I finger your ass? You feel your cock twitching and clenching uncontrollably now. Your breathing accelerating as the pleasure crashes into you over and over. You can feel the pleasure building, stronger and stronger within you. Your breathing quickens, you feel a warmth overcome you. So much pleasure, you are so close to, so close to, so... You feel her fingers leave your ass. We can't have you coming just yet. No, 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 our session is not over. We still have so much to do. You will get to come, and don't worry about that. But that's on my terms, you little slut, and therapy has just begun. You catch your breath, lifelessly laying there, your shoulders and head on the back of the couch, your ass wet and wanting. Left feeling like a discarded slut, needy, oh so needy, oh so. You hear her slowly walking around the side of the couch. As she walks, the sounds of clothing coming undone piques your attention. She's standing in front of you now, her full breasts bare to you. Perfect in every way. Nipples hard and pink, her chest and face a little flush. She brings her hand to the zipper of her skirt, loosening it from her hips. her hand following the wonderful curves from her waist to her thigh. It falls to the ground, revealing her huge girl cock, already getting hard and dripping with pre-cum, dripping and dropping to the ground. As you stare mesmerized, as a little bead forms, right on the slit of that mushroom tip, and your eyes are stuck. They focus on that little bead. They watch as it starts to hover on a precipice, almost falling, starting to pull away in a sticky line as it drops. And you go with it. You wonder how you didn't see her girl cock before. It's bigger and thicker than any cock you've seen before. As it continues to thicken and harden before your eyes, it grazes your cheek, smearing pre-cum on your face. You find yourself smiling dopily and look up at your doctor. This is the next part of your therapy. You know this is what you really want, what you can't get at home, and what will give you so much pleasure. I have a feeling I am going to enjoy this as well. Now suck on my big girl cock like a good little slut. You put your mouth over the head of it, licking up the dripping pre-cum. She smells sweet and tastes incredible as you take her cock deeper into your mouth. She grabs the back of your head and begins to thrust into you. Shallow at first, but it forces her cock farther with each thrust. Do you like me fucking your mouth, slut? Are you... You still try to respond like a good boy, despite having my cock down your throat? Such a good boy. Yes. I'm just gonna slide you down. Oh, don't worry, you don't have to work your neck. Just work your fucking throat and I'll slam your face on it. Over and over and over. Yeah, that's it. She takes out her cock, holding it in her hands in front of your face. It looked even bigger in her small hands. You wonder how it even fit in your mouth. Your throat is so tight on my cock. Well, we can't have me coming yet. Yet. Suck on my balls, won't you, sweetie? Make sure to pay attention to my extra little hole down there. Oh, it's a good boy. Oh, of course you will. Why don't you take that tongue and just lower it a little bit further? Lower it into my tight little pussy hole. You won't be fucking it, but Don't worry. There'll be a sort of pussy getting fucked today. Oh, yeah, that's a very good boy. Back. You take one ball into your mouth. It's all you can manage as you suck and lick and twirl your tongue around. Moving from one ball to the other, her breath quickens, she moans deep in her throat, and you notice she started stroking her cock with her huge, firm breasts slippery with her own pre-cum. You feel her balls pulsing, clenching in your mouth, and you decide to move your tongue down, licking to right back at that spot between her balls and ass. She pushes you further this time, past her tight, warm, wet pussy. Yes. She screams as she lifts her right leg and rests her foot on top of the couch. Lick my ass, you slut. You don't hesitate to move lower, licking your way down and circling her anus. Oh, fuck yes. Lick my ass, you little pervy slut. That's it. That's what you're good for. That's what'll make you progress. She releases her cock from her cleavage and begins to stroke herself over your head. You lick her harder and force your tongue into her. Ah! She screams in pleasure and relaxes for you, making it easier to thrust into her. Her stroking quickens, her breathing deepening as she enjoys your mouth. My little pet, do you like licking my ass? She pulls your head back by your hair, just fast enough, just hard enough to add a little bit of pain. You gasp for breath before she slams her cock deep into your mouth again, punishing your already abused throat. She doesn't care, she's taking what she wants from you. That's it. Yes. Oh god, yes. Yes. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh. Just as suddenly she stops and slowly removes her cock, inch by slow inch, bending down and kissing you hard and deep. Her tongue playing with yours, tasting you as you taste her as she thrusts into you, penetrating your mouth. That's nice. Don't I just taste so good? That's a good boy. I do, don't I? I think that you are ready for the main part of the session now. Just relax. Drop deeper into the couch. Just get comfortable and relax. Go deeper. She walks around the couch again, hand on your head, slowly trailing it down your back and resting it on your ass. She pushes you a little bit more into the couch and gives your ass a little spank. You're going to take my big cock and your slutty little ass. Now tell me how much you want it. Beg me to put my cock in your ass. Good boy. Again. Again. Again.
Yeah?
You feel the smooth tip of her cock teasing you, rubbing over your cheeks, flirting with your asshole. So softly in your ear, you hear her as she leans down. Again. You're such a good boy getting this far into therapy. Most patients have a hard time getting this far in one session. But it seems that you are just the perfect, little, compliant, and obedient slut. She thrusts into you slowly. First the tip, allowing your ass to stretch and relax for your big prize. As she enters you, you feel an overwhelming pleasure radiate through you. Your ass welcomes her huge cock, sucking it in, swallowing it up. Your cock twitches uncontrollably, your body quivers with excitement, and you let out the slightest moan. Her cock now moving rhythmically in and out, each time getting deeper inside of you. Each time you hear the... You feel so full. Full with the massive cock deep in your ass pounding you. Full with this missing piece in your life now fulfilled. You can feel yourself getting close. The edge is calling to you. You feel the pleasure building and building and building. The pleasure thrusting inside of you as she thrusts inside of you, as she takes you, she claims you, she uses you like the slut you are. And you like it. You really fucking like it because you're a dirty fucking boy and your ass is so needy, so hungry, just always feeling empty unless it's being filled and fucked over and over. And that nice, thick girl cock just taking you from behind again and again and again and again, and the pleasure builds. Your throbbing cock, red and dripping as if begging for release, and your balls so full, so aching, aching, aching to explode. Are you coming close? Yeah. Close to coming, my little slut. Do you want me to let you come? Beg me to let you come, slut. Say, please, Domina, please let me come. You are such a good boy. I think I'll give you one chance to come. If you don't come exactly when I say, well, you'll not come at all. First, I need you to get into a new position for me. She slowly pulls out her cock and walks back to the other side of the couch, now facing you. I want your head and shoulders resting on the seat cushions. Good. Now raise your butt up to me so that it's leaning straight up against the back of the couch. Look at you lifting that slutty little ass and waking it. That's it, but higher. Higher. Come on. That's it. This is my favorite position. It tightens your ass just a little bit more, and I get to really fuck you deep. It also happens to place your throbbing hard cock pointing right above your mouth. I don't typically prescribe drugs to my patients, but in this case, I want you to take your medicine for therapy. And anyway, you are a little slut. You sucked my cock, got fucked in your tiny little ass. It can't be that hard to just take some medicine. You feel her cock slide into you again. You feel all of her fill you, and with it give you that pleasure you crave. touching that spot, she thrusts into you hard, harder than before. She raises one of her hands in the air and... the impact of the pleasure hits you. Your cock tenses, your ass tightens around her cock. You can feel her throbbing inside you. I am going to count down from 10. When I hit 1, you will come. If you don't come when I say, well, you will not come. 10. You feel your pleasure rising. 9. Your bowels are tightening, full and aching. 8. Your ass feels so good, so full. 7. You are getting so close now. 6. You feel her clenching and throbbing inside of you. 5. She thrusts faster and harder into your ass. 4. Your cock is radiating with pleasure. You're so close. You want to come. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come. 3. You love her cock. You want her to come. You need her to come. To explode all over you. 2. You better be ready, slut. Are you ready to shoot your cum for me? Are you gonna be my dirty little slut and take your fucking medicine? Gonna shoot your hot load into your mouth. Take it, take it, take it. 1. Come. Come for me. Yes, that's it. Yes, take all of it. Oh, yes, that's a good boy. Take it. She continues to thrust harder, so deep into you, her cock now clenching uncontrollably, her breath quickening. Yes, good. Good. Now show it to me. Show me your mouthful of medicine. Yes. Oh my god, yes. Oh, it's a good boy. Now swallow it. Feel it all go down your throat as I fill you up from inside. A little bit starts to shoot inside of you while she pulls out, cum still pouring forth. She shoots it all over you, her load, the first spurt exploding over your back, a constant stream erupting, shooting over you, on your balls, on your cock, dripping on your face and onto your mouth. Into your mouth. Oh my. That was incredible. I don't think I've ever come quite so much. Well, my sweet, my perfect little slut. You watch her walk over to her desk and grab a towel. I think we made some very real progress today. She returns to you and gently cleans you off. You take a second to relish in the roller coaster of pleasure you just experienced. You slowly collect your clothes and get dressed. Regain your composure and make your way to the door. I hope to see you again soon. I can count on you becoming one of my patients now, can't I? I'll be expecting you next week. You go through the door and turn to close it behind you. You see her once more sitting behind her desk in the dark, the candle still burning bright, flirting with her beauty. You turn around and find that the reception desk is just down the hallway.